Billy Moore takes us up to the top of the hour with a string of trumpets. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you.
Gregory in the orchestra. I'm smooth, relaxing, and easy with Nobody Does It Better. Before that, we had Mason Williams with his rendition of Green Sleeves. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien here with you for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. And it is time for... Time for us to go on a road trip here to New Hampshire. Most delightfully weird roadside oddities here in New Hampshire. Beginning in Lincoln, New Hampshire, where you can see Clark's bears. Step right up to see trained bears chowing down on ice cream and steam-powered train, and a steam-powered train that kids and grown-ups love. It's a quirky, fun slice of Americana since 1928. So you can see the bears and ride a steam-powered train. Wow. In Salem, New Hampshire, is America's Stonehenge, a puzzling pre-Columbian-era rock maze dubbed America's Stonehenge. Archaeologists are still split. Native ceremonial site or quirky 20th century construct. Either way, mystical vibes are included. In Dover, New Hampshire, go to the Far Out Diner, where you can have aliens and bacon, perhaps. And this extraterrestrial themed eatery is covered in UFO motifs inside and out, perfect for a cosmic breakfast pit stop. So make that early in the day. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the USS Albacore. Sounds like a tuna boat, right? An experimental submarine, actually, laid to rest in a dry trench in downtown Portsmouth. Peek inside, learn its motto, old school meets deep sea. Okay. Boscawen, New Hampshire, I think that's how that's pronounced. See the Hannah Duston statue, the first memorial to honor a woman in the U.S. depicting Duston in her legendary, though controversial, pose, whatever that is, historically an oddity wrapped in one statue. Now I have to look at that online somewhere and find that out. And finally, in Grafton, New Hampshire, Ruggles Mine is there. Channel your inner geologist. This former marble mine lets you pan for treasures yourself, so bring a bucket and get dirt under your nails. So from Lincoln to Salem to Dover to Portsmouth to Boscawen, and Grafton makes a scenic five-hour loop with mountain views and quirky pit stops. You could probably do it most... in a day, yeah. Combine attractions with local hikes like Flume Gorge in Lincoln, or Chow Stops trying the lobster rolls near Portsmouth. Perfect playlist companion, something fun, nostalgic, and just a little weird. I think we're all in for the little weird and the beautiful music here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Lex de Azevedo. And we're back home again. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. It's a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all
summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Frank Chaxfield there with Spooky. That was a song originally done by the Classics Four, and Dennis Yost, I believe it was, who performed it. Before that, Alan Tew and Love is in the Air. Maureen McGovern in there, I Won't Last a Day Without You. That was a version more true to the original Paul Williams composition there, so not like the Carpenters. It was a little different there. Lex de Azevedo started that set with Back Home Again, a John Denver tune. Good to be with you. I'm Eric O'Brien. We're here with you every week on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and we're happy to be with you whenever you can be with us, assuming that it's a time that we're on the air, that is. Yes. Here's George Martin and his orchestra, and I Love Her, from the Beatles originally. I'm smooth, relaxing, and easy. Get ready for your banjos to duel while we go to the bottom of the hour with Henry Mancini. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us, please.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Have you never been mellow? Olivia Newton-John sang that many years ago. Ronnie Aldridge before that with Summer the First Time. Henry Mancini did Dueling Banjos, which is, I understand, from a movie that is really disturbing to some, but I've not seen it all the way through, so I don't know if it is or not. But it's time for Believe It or Not, some of the odd stories that you might have heard about. Beginning in Nashville, Tennessee, where a domestic zebra named Ed escaped from its pen and roamed free in rural Rutherford County. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office confirmed this striped escapee was safely captured in a nearby pasture. The Papal Conclave drew crowds in a display of vegetable creativity. A community sculpture contest featured a giant squash carved to resemble Donald Trump alongside a multi-year papal conclave. That's interesting. Contest organizers said the finalists attached hundreds who attracted, rather. I'm reading that wrong. Hundreds who peppered them with admiration and occasional kernels of laughter. Yes. Residents of one Minneapolis neighborhood continued a quirky tradition recently, sharpening a 7-foot wooden pencil. Complete with oversized wooden erasers, the ritual coincided with a back-to-school fundraiser, and locals say it underscores community spirit and sharpened wit. During an island cleanup operation on the Columbia River, workers encountered floating derelict boats. Authorities said helicopters were used to airlift vessels, which briefly resembled amphibious aircraft and offered quite a sight during the cleanup effort. Dilly Dally, a loggerhead sea turtle that had lost a flipper to a predator, was released recently after successful rehabilitation. With three flippers intact and recovering strong swimming skills, volunteers cheered as she dove back into the wild. A wild elephant broke into a rural grocery store to snack on locally stocked fruits. Video captured shoppers scattering the pachyderm grabbed bananas as the pachyderm grabbed bananas before wandering off into the jungle. Authorities note such unexpected grocery runs have become more common due to the shrinking elephant habitats. Of course they are. And finally, in Amsterdam, well, maybe we should just leave this one as it is, because that is about a 200-year-old something or other decorate. Well, now Jay Thurber did this. So the Rijksmuseum unveiled a rare 200-old protective piece of material decorated with rather erotic art preserved in remarkably good condition. I don't know how they figured that out. Curators say the linen sheath highlights changing attitudes towards both sex and hygiene in the pre-Victorian era. I think we need to go back to the music now, because that was just kind of disgusting. Hopefully we can say goodbye after that one. Here's Peter Nero, Never Can Say Goodbye. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. I think.
smooth, relaxing, and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Yes, Henry Mancini there with Could It Be Magic, originally done by Barry Manilow, who recently came to Pittsburgh for the last time. What a cool tour. I didn't get to see it, but I heard a few people did and enjoyed it very much. Bert Kempfert before that with Tuxedo Junction, a Glenn Miller tune. Peter Appleyard with Wichita Lineman, and Peter Nero before that with Never Can Say Goodbye, starting off that set. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week, and we're on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT in Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. I've been your host now for the nine complete seasons, and here we are in the fourth episode of the 10th season. We have time for one more here. It's Burt Bacharach. We just need to sync up the clock here just to make sure we end on time.
Isn't life beautiful? Isn't life gay? Isn't life the perfect thing to pass the time away?
Thank you, Mason Williams. We've come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank goodness for that.
Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins.
You had a lot of sins today.
Oh, be quiet. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. Sometimes the thoughts don't get to my mouth. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number
Y10-04. Why do you always have to say that?
Well, why not? My dog came to join me for this last minute here.
Thank you.